Okay, Ion, has oxygen always been a sugar? Because I heard in the clip that you said oxygen will be.
It is, but it's not always been, but it is. Go ahead.
Okay, is the change in oxygen becoming sugar related to the overall change in sugar that you mentioned that we'll be processing sugars differently? Is that okay. connected to the...
Let's say it that way. Let's take all these glutenites. Carolyn's created some glutenites that are out there about... Let's say it, use them as just a little paradoxical example. A tiny one, just a tiny one. Let's say if we changed flour into something... Okay, that was still glutinous, but it changed the way the body handled gluten and you didn't have a problem with gluten anymore. Would that be good or bad?
Be good.
Okay, so if you change oxygen, what is sugar? Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, right? But those three things are a lot of things, actually. But if you change oxygen, aren't you going to change sugar, too? Well, if that's the case, then the way gluten is living, okay, and some people are offended by it. We don't know why, but if that's the case, then what happens is it opens into a different level. So the killer isn't the problem. It's the agar that it's sitting in is the problem. So when sugar performs what it will perform, as long as the meat sack body is ready for that shifting change, then you should have no more glutenitis any longer. Got it?
So our bodies are the agar that are being changed with the RNA reset and the product so that gluten shouldn't affect our agar anymore. Correct, Ion?
Well, right. It's changing the base. It's changing your base. You didn't used to have trouble with gluten, see? And you go, oh, no, back in the 1290 B.C., before Jesus or Ethel or Elvis or before the rest of them, people had trouble with it. They called it the Black Death. They just didn't know what it was. But we know now. We didn't know then. But so you can argue that if you want to. But it's just this, it's that whole, remember the 100, the series, the 100? They had the perfect little life and they had the perfect little system, but it was completely berated by anything destroyed them because they were perfect. So anything destroyed them. So we're trying to build it up so that you can withstand or endure everything. And so far, the only working example you have that is those beautiful, wonderful cancer cells. That's all you got going for you so far.
Okay, Ion, next theme.
That's good because you can't.
I heard about
hit Bill. Don't allow dead space on the radio. So you gotta keep up. You gotta keep up.
Okay, tears becoming saltless. Are the tears of complete informant engagers now saltless?
Yes, and that's why Dr. Dean's patients are having to suck salt all day long, even more than they did. We thought salt gave them hypertension and killed everybody. Now you die if you don't have salt. It's the damnest thing you ever seen. You used to butter crackers when you eat salad, but you don't do that anymore either. But now you got to have salt, so your body's using salt. It doesn't make you hold water because it's changing. Your environment's changing and your meat sink is changing. So she's correct to tell you to have a little more salt. But see, if you really get your magnesium levels right, it'll take care of your lactic acid issues already anyway. And we don't know why she doesn't talk about that more, because that's probably the best thing that the damn stuff does, is it perfects it from the cellular level, the way the meat sack works. Like curing a good Virginia ham. Who is the best thing in the world if you do it right? But it does the best at that. But she keeps that quiet and just says, nah, they'll figure that out. And it's okay because it keeps a secret. Don't tell them at all. These little ones and all, I'm going to die anyway. Quit dragging them around with you. Go on, push them over the cliff and get over this stuff. Let's have some fun. We want the live ones. They're much more fun. Otherwise, they'll start accusing you of necrophilia if the body's still warm.
All right. Bert knows it corrects lactic acid and all. That's all that's important.
Yes, Carolyn, I can concur on the lactic acid skiing. Last couple of years have not experienced lactic acid yet going down the slopes.
Right, good.
So it's terrible. It'll give you the charley horses and grind you out and the shin splints and all kinds of places.
Yeah.